What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine
and Caroline. Today, we are coming at you with a full digital detox to get unaddicted to the dopamine of our phones. I put a poll up on our Instagram story at Girls with Goals Pod with options between a couple different episodes we've been interested in. And overwhelmingly, a lot of you guys wanted to hear this one. So I'm really excited to talk about it.
And me too, because I hate my phone. And I think everyone should hate their phones and use their phones so much less.
I don't know. You're rare if you're not craving a digital detox right now. I think it's really interesting, like with the new year being so recent. Typically, the biggest New Year's goals I see people setting are health goals. And, you know, I want to work out more often. I want to make these changes to my health and fitness routine. A lot of the time, that is what New Year's goals are focused on. More than ever, I have seen people craving like a digital detox and getting unaddicted to their phones. So we put together the digital detox plan for you guys. We have like tips to do within 24 hours if you want a quick reset, 7 days, and then also like maintainable tips to keep this up. So by the end of this episode, you'll have some action items that you can put in place if you want just like one big day away to reset and like let yourself be bored again, if you want to do a full week reset, or if you just want tips to be less addicted to your phone in your day-to-day life.
Sometimes I'll wake up and I'm like, my phone is dead because I just didn't charge it overnight, and then I don't charge it and I go the whole day with a dead phone, and it is like the best thing ever. I usually do this on a day where I'm already at home. Yeah. These are the days where I'm like, oh, I just did all of my reading for the year in one day. And I'll just read an entire book and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing is
because
like,
my phone was not on and I was just like, fuck this. I'm not charging my phone. I don't want to be on it today. And then I spend the whole day off of my phone and you find things to do.
We're so used to picking up our phones in literally any moment of boredom ever. And then everyone's like, oh, I should read more. I should, you know, stay up to date with the news and read, you know, magazines and articles and, you know, read a book, or I should clean, or I should have a better morning routine and a better night routine. All of these things are
do
like
something productive,
so
like
attainable.
Literally do something
it's
with
just
your
that
life.
We waste every moment of downtime and boredom on our phones because it's really, really easy dopamine. And it one takes the time away from doing those other things, but it also makes those other things harder to do because it creates this barrier to it when every single time there's downtime, there's this really easy option to scroll and get like, you know, quick hits of entertainment. And then there's the
other thing
that's actually going to make you feel better or going to be like the more productive thing for your life. But it feels so much harder to make that choice when you have this like really easy option.
Before you even realize you have a second that you're not doing something, you're already opening social media. You're already on your phone. Like your thumb is working before your brain even realizes that I have a second where I could be doing something that isn't work or cleaning or my responsibilities, and that like I can do something maybe elective or do something that I've been putting off, or you know, cross something off my to-do list in 2 minutes of spare time that you have, in 30 seconds of spare time that you have. I could go make a cup of tea. Yeah. I could go do XYZ. You are already on your phone and it's so easy because it's always in your hand. It's always next to you, that before you realize, hey, like I could actually have time to do something with my life, you're already on Instagram or TikTok or scrolling or doing something, or like even like thinking critically.
True.
You're already on Google googling it.
True.
You don't even have a second to think through something and maybe put effort into finding an answer to a simple question. It's so easy to Google something. Google's awesome because you can learn so many things, and we have access to learn so many things or answer so many questions easily without having to bother someone or jump through a bunch of hoops to find the answer. I googled a time zone. You know, I was setting a meeting and they're in LA and I'm in Boston, and before I even thought critically, I just Googled what time is 9 a.m. PST in EST.
But you could have done that.
I know
like
the
math.
Answer is 3 hours.
Googled
apart.
That.
Yeah, but well,
like,
I just
want to
make
sure.
I just
want
to make sure. But I'm like, I know that this is the answer, and I could have maybe thought critically for 30 extra seconds and like trusted myself instead of going straight to my phone. That's a different example, but I think people spend so much time on their phones that it now has become such a feat to not spend time on the internet and to actually spend time in real life, because the difference between that is people don't do their hobbies. People don't, you know, do something sporadically. People don't do the extra things in their lives anymore, because any of the time that you did spend enjoying your life, trying something, working on a hobby, picking up, I mean, even like hanging with your friends, calling someone on the phone is different than scrolling on your phone.
True. True.
You know, people don't call anymore. People don't, you know, there's so many different things. It's almost like the big screen is different than the little screen. Yeah. Like watching a movie or TV show is very different than watching TikToks on your phone. Yeah,
it's almost like the smaller the screen is, the more like addicting it is. Correct. Because it's just so accessible for little moments. But the point of like, you know, you can still call people. That's almost a different thing. I think you guys will get that from this detox plan we've put together, that it's actually very attainable, because in no way does it cut you off and say like, you cannot touch your phone for 24 hours.
Right.
You need to delete all your social medias. Like,
you can't use Google Maps to get around. Yeah, you can't call someone in an emergency. That's not what
these tips are. They're in no way is this going to be something where it feels like, oh my God, I have to completely disconnect myself. Like, we tried to make this very realistic ways that it's almost just like having more discipline around it and letting yourself be bored. Because in my research for this episode, and also in talking to you guys in the DMs when you were wanting to hear this episode, the biggest thing I kept coming back to is that when your brain is constantly consuming, it loses the desire to create. When you're constantly consuming all of this media and entertainment and all these ideas from other people, we're never bored anymore. We're never with our thoughts anymore. We're never forcing ourselves to like try it ourselves first or try it.
It's not even about boredom. It's not even about boredom. It's about doing something with your life. When we're on our phones, you live in your own individual little bubble and you're holding yourself back. If you're waiting in line for a coffee that you just ordered and you immediately go and stare at your phone, you are closing yourself off from any little like micro interaction that reminds you that you are human, that you're living in this world, that other people are living in this world too. And I was thinking about this past week. I was on a plane and I'm, you know, chatting with the person next to me, and we had a great conversation until we took off. And then it's not like, oh, you just like have a micro interaction and it reminds you that like, everyone is living in this world and there are people to learn from and like hear interesting stories about. I was alone this past week in Utah and just sitting out by the fire, chatting with so many different people. And it's, and you know, no one's picking up their phones. No one is saying like, hey, look at whatever. And it's because you're there and you're present and the people around you are also there and you're present that you're opening yourself up for connection and opportunities and to like hear stories from people and learn about people and say, hey, oh, you went to this restaurant last night. That sounds great. Yeah. Maybe I'll try that. Or, hey, you went here and here, maybe don't go here or try this. And there's so many things that you miss out on, both your own personal experiences and like accomplishments, whether it's something large or small or different opportunities that come to you, or it's as simple as like, I'm going to, instead of scrolling my phone, I'm going to make a cup of tea and sit and drink that so that I feel like I'm actually alive in the world instead of consumed by technology and living in some alternate reality that doesn't actually exist. When you're not on your phone, you're then put back into the real world where it's so easy to just opt out of that. And then that slowly gets you motivated to do other things. That gives you the confidence to talk to people or to speak even with your friends or like your friends' friends, you know, like a mutual friend or someone at work or all these things are so, they may sound silly or stupid to be like, get off your phone so you can talk to random people more. All that is like one, it's an enjoyable experience. And two, you're slowly building the confidence and like trust in yourself to take on new opportunities, to insert yourself into opportunities or areas or, you know, conversations that if you were always held back and in every situation you leaned on opening your phone to ignore what was happening or ignore any level of discomfort, even waiting for a coffee because you didn't want to stand there in confidence and just wait for your coffee, you're opening your phone immediately. By learning and practicing not being on your phone and not leaning on technology and other things to take you out of the present moment, just because that is in the moment seemingly easier for you, you are gaining the skills and confidence and trust in yourself to then put yourself in bigger opportunities. You know, you could be standing there and it may just be an energy shift of like, hey, this person is like, they're not staring at their phone. How many times have you seen that? The confidence of someone that can go to if they're, you know, maybe they're traveling for work and they're the only person there. And you know, you can go to a bar and just get a drink by yourself. Mm-hmm. Or you can go to dinner and get something by yourself. Or, you know, start a conversation. If you're at work, you can bring up maybe something that's controversial or speak your mind rather than holding yourself back. It seems like such small actions. Oh, hey, get off your phone. Like, no shit. But what that actually does is you learn to speak your mind. You learn to be confident in yourself. You learn to actually do things with your life instead of constantly holding yourself back and being scared of doing something, trying something, you know, putting effort into something. or even just connecting with more people that maybe you haven't vetted yet, mm-hmm. or maybe you like, you know, and it seems so silly, but when you're constantly being held back by your phone, and this is why so many people are sheltered and hold themselves back from opportunities and are so insecure and not confident, is because you haven't practiced that.
Yeah.
You haven't gone out of your way to actually experience different things and learn from the things and fail. It's really uncomfortable to go eat dinner by yourself. And it's really uncomfortable to spark up conversation with a stranger, especially when you don't know what their response is going to be and you don't know how that experience is going to be. What happens on your phone is you know exactly what the experience is going to be if you take yourself out of any opportunity by opening your phone and scrolling on Instagram. Mm-hmm. You've done it a million times. Mm-hmm. That's the safe option for you in the moment. And it's, you know, and it's holding you back so much because then you're not learning and you're not bettering how you go in this environment. And it's so funny because this conversation would not have existed like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't even an option. And there's so many great things about technology and about social media and, you know, how mm-hmm. there's so many people that I'm in touch with that I would not have been in touch with if I didn't have social media and I wasn't like, oh my God, you're in New York City, I'm in New York City, like, let's catch up. So many relationships that would have just completely ended if there was no social media. But it completely changes how you operate and how you feel about yourself and what things you open yourself up to when you hold yourself back by something as stupid as being addicted to your phone.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. It's such a snowball effect, and it's such a multifaceted topic because we could talk about social media in general. We could talk about, you know, growing up as kids in social media and one like how that changes you socially and how I honestly think it's had like a huge impact on rising levels of social anxiety. I mean, there's so many different routes that you could take it in. So we're going to stick a little bit more to that feeling of just like being addicted to your phone in the day to day and feeling like you need to pick it up in every spare moment and feeling like, you know, you open your phone to do one thing and suddenly you found yourself in a 30-minute scroll, because that happens to every single one of us because that's what they're designed to do. Mm-hmm. Phones, technology, social media, they're designed to be addicted. So it's not your fault that you open your phone once and then you fall into this 30-minute scroll loop, but it is your fault if you just like let yourself continue to do that.
Right.
And you don't try to change anything and like get unaddicted to it. So that's what we want to talk about today. And going back to the point about like creativity, doing anything with the creative side of you is so much harder when we're constantly consuming.
And it could go, all of this it could literally go down to like, hey, I'm going to get off my phone and cook dinner. What mm-hmm. will I make for dinner out of the ingredients I have? That's an outlet of creativity because you're making something interesting. And maybe because you didn't spend 30 minutes on your phone scrolling and now you have an extra 30 minutes to put into the dinner that you're making, you make something a little bit more interesting and mm-hmm. a little bit more creative and a little bit more entertaining for you
yeah.
than you might usually do.
Yeah, but the thing is, creativity, it requires mental space. And when we're filling every single mental gap with scrolling and entertaining ourselves with other people's ideas and other people's thoughts, we're leaving no space for our own thoughts and our own creativity. And you're essentially killing it.
And then it goes back to, hey, now you're out of practice with being creative. You're out of practice with thinking critically. You're out of practice being social mm-hmm. and having conversations with people. That when you do get into a situation where now you need to be creative, you need to speak with new people, you need to articulate your thoughts or think critically and, you know, find solutions to things, you're so out of practice that you become scared to do it, that you don't try things, that you continue playing it safe, that you continue holding yourself back on larger scale opportunities and situations in your life. Why do you think if you operate in the mundane by picking up your phone and doing nothing with your life, that all of a sudden when you're presented with an opportunity or you suddenly are like, oh, I'm bored, or like, I don't do anything with my life, or I have nothing to do. Why do you think you're going to act any differently? Because True. You haven't put that in practice.
True.
You
How do you
can't
think
do
you're going to like stick to a 5-day a week workout routine? How do you think that you're going to, you know, start a business of your own or get, you know, or commit to your career and get the raise that you want to do all of these things and find the motivation to do that if you're filling every second of boredom with looking at your phone? And
right.
so hopefully with this conversation, we have been able to convince you why this is a problem. And I'm not even sure it needs convincing. It's ironic that I've seen the biggest trend in people talking about this on social media, but I mm-hmm. have. I feel like everywhere I'm looking, there are new apps that are trying to solve this problem. There are new community events of people like trying mm-hmm. to create things. There's like concerts and venues that are locking phones on the way in because mm-hmm. they want people to actually experience a concert or an event rather than filming it, which, you know, I think is crazy.
So I think your phone is great. for a lot of things. And even I think social media is great for a lot of things. I've been exposed to so many different habits that I've been able to try and decide, hey, I like this. Hey, don't like this. This supports my life. This isn't for me. I've been able to connect with so many different people. I've been able to see so many different life aesthetics and like design choices and decide what is good for me and what is not for me. I think social media is great because you get exposed to a lot of things. I've learned about a lot of points of news through social media. True. And of course you can't believe everything you read on the internet, but a lot of the large scale things that I've heard conversations about has come initially through social media. And then you go on and do your own research or you talk to other people about it.
But you need to be able to do that next step, right? You need to be able to use it for what it is and then have the discipline to have the boundaries in your life. And I think that's why we have to actively work against it, because it's designed to make you addicted. And so, you know, it's badass if you can find the discipline to have the balance with it. And that is hopefully what we can give you some tips to do today. So we've split this detox plan into three different parts. Like I said, there's, you know, a little 24-hour challenge that is a bit more like an awareness period. So these are tips that you can do within one 24-hour day with a goal to kind of notice your patterns and just start to break that autopilot. And those are: no phone in your room. So charge your phone outside of your room, but also don't bring it in when you're hanging out in your room. Because if you bring your phone in when you're hanging out in your room, then how do you expect yourself to pick up the book you want to read, to pick up and organize your room, to journal, to like do a nice nighttime skincare routine if you also have the option to pick up your phone every second? And then the second you get a notification and your phone dings and someone texts you, you're going to fall into scrolling on your phone in bed. So if you can just not bring it into your room, it's going to force you to now have a day where anytime you're in your room, you're doing these other things that you want to do that you just keep getting distracted by.
And this is if you're doing a big detox for a day. This isn't like never bring your phone in your room.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is something that you could do if you wanted to set a rule for yourself. But
No socials until you've done one activity for yourself. I really like this idea as a limit, because I think also like if you want to, in this 24-hour period, like you can just delete social media in general within 24 hours. Like that should not be that big of a deal. But in the spirit of trying to give some more maintainable options that kind of go towards discipline and balance rather than, you know, the extreme cutting every single thing off, do something in your own life before you open up social media and consume other people's lives. I think that is like one of the biggest points of balance, because if you can live a morning for yourself and remind yourself that like you're in control of your own life, how good your morning routine makes you feel before you watch somebody else's, I think that makes a big difference in the rest of your day. For 24 hours, you don't need to be on social media in general. For your bare minimum goal that you can continue to keep up with every day, do something for yourself in your day, a workout, a walk, getting yourself dressed and ready for the day, breakfast, something before you open social media.
I think a detox like this also opens up the opportunity to try different things, like, hey, I'm going to put myself together in the morning and make sure that we can talk about this another time, but I kind of like the rule, hey, I'm going to do two out of three things. I'm going to make sure either my hair is done, my clothes are on and I'm not wearing just like gross sweats that don't match, or two, I have makeup on or my face looks good. So that you feel presentable, because genuinely the more presentable you feel, and I'm sitting here, I'm wearing very loose jeans, a sweatshirt, my hair is in a slick back, and I didn't do much with my face before this, but I don't feel disgusting.
I think you look it though.
Oh my God, thank you.
I do. You look
clean. I don't look and feel dirty, which as a result is gonna make me feel run down. What happens when if I wake up and immediately I get on my phone and I'm scrolling for 30 minutes, I'm like, oh shit, now I gotta get up. And I don't have that much energy because I didn't start my day with something that's energy producing. I started my day with something that's energy draining. I'm going to keep the things that I wore to sleep on. I'm not going to, you know, make my face look good. I'm not going to really make my hair look good. And then I go about my day being lethargic and low energy, run down, and continue opening my phone in any setting. What you can do if you say, I'm not going on my phone at all today, put extra effort into your appearance. It's not vain. The more put together you look, you don't have to do a full beat. Just maybe do your skincare and make sure your hair isn't ratty and you're wearing clothes that make you feel good about yourself and make you want to do more things with your life.
Anything like that, it's not like you oh, you have to do that. It's like, no, you deserve to do that. Yeah. Like, you deserve to like put extra time into putting yourself together.
It's not vain to focus on your appearance.
Okay, so I want to clarify. I feel like this 24-hour period, it's not supposed to be like, this is the thing that you do once and then never again. It's almost the ramp up to then what is going to be like a bit more of a 7-day detox and then things that you can maintain. And I would consider this first day with these tips to be more of like getting yourself aware of what your actual like habits are with it. And so here is one tip that I actually don't think I've ever heard anyone else suggest, but open your phone settings, go to notifications, and turn off notifications for every single app that isn't an actual human trying to get in touch with you. Turn off notifications for all of the random apps that send you notifications multiple times a day, just trying to get you to open the app. Like,
make your phone dumb. Literally half
of my notifications are just like robots being like, you know, like, I don't know.
Exactly.
Do you want to open this app? Do you want to, like, I don't even know what they say, but it's dinging and it's making me look at my phone.
All the notifications I have in the last, the notifications I have up right now are one, my friend texted me, Google Drive with something, another app that just has sent me three notifications that mean absolutely nothing, my credit card, which you should maybe keep that on to know what's happening, but it's like six charges of Uber because they charge you in increments.
Oh my God, Uber. Anytime I take an Uber, I get like three emails and two notifications.
I have seven notifications from Uber right now, and it's only because I landed in Boston and Uber said, you're home, do you want to ride an Uber?
True.
You're home, Uber.
But you should be able Uber. To choose that. They shouldn't be, you know, turn it off. Well, literally at least 50% of my
CoStar
notifications
sent me a notification
are
too.
Spam notifications where it's apps that I have on my phone because I might want to open them, but I don't need to be bombarded with like marketing notifications for apps that I already have when like, if I want to open it, I will open it. Like, I don't need that. And I don't need it to be dinging and making me look at my phone all the time. So you can go in your settings, go to notifications, and just completely turn off notifications for all of these apps that you don't actually need notifications for, because by default they're on. So, you know, keep your messages on, keep your phone on, and then you can go on do not disturb for those things so that like maybe it's not flashing every time, but like completely turn off notifications for all of these mundane apps that you don't need daily notifications for.
Make your phone dumb.
Okay, and then the last thing within these 24 hours, because this is a little bit more about noticing, is notice your urge to pick up your phone, like, and before you actually pick it up, just notice that you wanted to do it, and then practice discipline in as many of those moments as you can to think, do I actually need to open my phone for something right now? Like, did I need to respond to somebody? Did I need to send an email? Did I need to check something? If there's nothing that you actually needed to do and you just have the urge to pick up your phone, don't pick it up. For these 24 hours, notice every time that you feel the urge to pick up your phone and every time that you don't actually need to or have a clear purpose for why, keep it down. And then hopefully what you're paying attention to here in the first day is how often you actually reach for your phone, when you most often do that, because you're probably gonna find patterns like, oh, I take the subway in to get to class every day and I can't just look around at the other students that are around me. I have to pick up my phone and have my nose in my phone. Or anytime
sit there and listen to music or listen to a podcast.
Anytime I'm eating a meal, I can't just sit there and eat my meal. I have to be scrolling through
stuff. That's actually a huge one.
It's like bad for your digestion and stuff too. Like, it's not good for you.
I saw a TikTok and it was some woman being like, I can't believe I searched for this movie. I turned on this movie, and you know, that's so many people's hard work put into movie. It just to inhale my food in 3 fucking minutes and turn it off.
Just to have the entertainment. Find what those patterns are for you of like how often you're actually reaching your phone and when those moments are, and then try to think about like what drove that feeling. For the most part, it's just second nature at this point, or it's boredom, or it's the discomfort of like, I might have to make eye contact with someone on public transportation if I don't have my nose in my phone right now.
Womp womp.
Womp womp. Like, maybe that would be fun. Like, maybe you meet someone, maybe you don't. But like, whatever, you can handle it. Now let's move in to a greater 7-day digital detox to get unaddicted to your phone. So we've done like a 24-hour awareness. I haven't told anyone this yet, but Catherine and I are planning a trip back to Hong Kong in September. We lived there for 4 years growing up, which I feel like I reference somewhat often on the podcast because it shaped so much of why I love to travel and just who I am. To be fair, it's like a very important part of my life, especially by rebuilding the Mandarin that I lost after moving back to the US for high school. You guys know I love and use Rosetta Stone for Mandarin in general, but instead of doing it more casually,
actually I've been committing more often recently because I have this trip that I'm looking ahead to. Instead of memorizing random vocabulary words or constantly translating everything back to English, Rosetta Stone immerses you directly in the language. You learn by connecting words with images and context and then gradually build those words into phrases and full sentences, which feels like a much more natural way to learn a language. They also have this true accent feature, which I find super helpful, especially with Mandarin when you're working with all different types of tones. It gives you real-time feedback on your pronunciation. Which is super helpful because I think understanding Mandarin has always come back more easily for me than confidently speaking it. So having a way to actually practice speaking out loud has been really helpful. And I know I'm not going to become fluent again overnight, but every lesson does make me feel a little more connected to the language and place that were such a big part of my childhood. And now that I have this trip on the calendar, it's given me even more motivation to stay consistent. If you're ready to start your language learning journey, head to rosettastone.com and use code TODAY to get started. That's rosettastone.com/today.
Period. Now these are tips that like are at least sustainable for 7 days. A lot of them you can continue to maintain, but then we'll talk about kind of the more maintenance period after that. So you've already gone into your settings and you have turned notifications off for apps that you don't actually need. Now you're going to go back into your settings, and this is something that I like better than screen time limits, because when you set a screen time limit on a specific app and you're just choosing like, oh, I get 45 minutes on Instagram today, that notification comes up and you hit ignore on it, right? Because you're like in the middle of something and it's really easy to hit ignore. What I think is more beneficial, at least for me, is go into your settings and on the same screen as time limits, you can set downtime periods. So these are times where all of your apps, except for I think you can like set some to not be off. So like you can keep your messages and things like that. But like all of your social apps, you can actually set to be on downtime between certain hours. And so I would go in and do this for 2 hours before you go to bed until 2 hours after you go to bed. And what I've found for me is that it really helps, because then I don't have to be disciplined in the morning to do something before I scroll. Those apps are locked. But not only are they locked, because they've been on downtime all night, I don't have the notifications that have shown up all night to like make me want to open Instagram in the morning. I'm not seeing like, oh, this person sent me a DM, this person sent me a meme, or like, oh, someone liked this, I want to open the app. Those didn't come up in the middle of the night. So not only is it kind of blocking me from being on my phone too late at night, or also the first couple hours of my day in the morning, I'm also not getting those notifications. So that is a great tip to start in these 7 days, but also like, just keep that on autopilot and do it forever.
Beyond that, there are so many things you can add to your life that you can continue to be extreme about not being on your phone as much, but that slowly integrate into just like a normal habit. Like,
I don't touch my phone for 30 minutes during the morning.
It's no, I just like, I have better things to do in the morning than to go and scroll on my phone, because I've learned that when I wake up, I go brush my teeth, I get ready, and then I can catch up on anything that I missed. Mm. You know, in your first waking second, your first waking seconds, do other things than going on your phone. And again, this is kind of like what we talked about in the last episode, but it's not about restricting your life and cutting things out of your life. It's about get back to doing shit with your life.
Yeah.
Your phone is holding you back from so much, even being present in, I wake up, I brush my teeth, I have a morning routine, I make my tea, I drink water, I do the X, Y, and Z, and I get ready to go. And I actually enjoy my morning because I felt present.
Yeah, because usually you're reminded, scrolling while you do that.
And I'm reminded that I actually exist in this world. What you're doing by going on your phone all the time before you even have a second to think, before you have a second to do anything, you take yourself out of the present world, and you are going to live a much less fulfilling and less enjoyable life because of it.
Even if you're doing all the same things, but you're eating a meal, you're working out, and every little second of rest, you're opening your phone, you're doing the same things, you're living them completely differently. Mm-hmm. You're escaping every single moment. So with that said, also pick activities that are phone free. Pick things that you do every day that you are used to scrolling, and give yourself the discipline to not open your phone while you do them. For me, meals and workouts. It is so easy to get distracted during a workout and like not be fully present. That is like your 1 hour a day to disconnect from everything else and to literally just like be with yourself, move your body, do something good for yourself. It is so physically and mentally good for you, but it's so easy to be in the gym and picking up your phone,
answering a text, scrolling through something in like every 30 seconds of downtime that you have between exercises, which usually then will turn into like multiple minutes. But you don't need to do that. That's not the purpose of that time. The purpose of that time is to like be separated from it and do something for yourself. And you could honestly probably have like a much more locked in power hour of a workout if you just decide I'm not going to be on my phone the whole time. Mm-hmm. That's honestly why classes are nice when you like can't even bring your phone inside and you take a class because you're forced to do it. Mm-hmm. You can do it for yourself in the gym too. So workouts and also meal times for me too, because like I should be able to like, I love making food and I love eating food. I should be able to be entertained just by doing that, not by having to like separately entertain myself at the same time. There's also a huge mind gut connection and a lot of research on how it's like actually really not good for your digestion and for your bodily functions to be distracted while you're eating. So that's another one, is to choose those activities every day that you're not going to be on your phone at all. And then I think it could be really nice to pick at least 1 hour in the mundane of your day to be a completely phone-free hour that you are going to then put on music and cook your dinner and like romanticize mm-hmm. those things.
This is like not when, you know, if you're at work and you work a desk job,
yeah.
This isn't like, oh, I went an hour without going on my phone because I was doing something. No.
Yeah.
No, you're, when you get home and when you're not busy doing other things that are non-elective, get off your phone. What this is about is when you have moments where you can choose, hey, I can either sit and scroll on my phone or I can fill my time with something else. Choose to fill your time with something mm-hmm. else, because it will benefit you so much more and for so much longer mm-hmm. than when you're scrolling. When you're scrolling, you can enjoy that time and you can enjoy being taken out of reality for the exact amount that you scroll on your phone. The second you pick up your phone, you can start enjoying it. And the second you put your phone down, you no longer enjoy it.
Yeah.
However, if you do another activity, like an arts and craft, like trying a new recipe, like cleaning your space regularly, you enjoy that during the moment because you're keeping your mind and body busy doing something beneficial and enriching. But you also enjoy those benefits well after you finish doing that task or well after you finish doing that thing. Because you can then live in a clean space. You can then feel accomplished that, hey, you did an arts and craft, or you put this painting together, or you redecorated something that you've been waiting on doing, or you painted a part of your wall that needed to be repainted, or you tried a recipe and hey, either it came out good and you really enjoyed eating it, or it came out like dog shit and you say, that was fun and I learned from this.
True. So hopefully these are things that you can challenge yourself to do for at least these 7 days, and then they're maintainable enough that you can continue to pick and choose those kind of boundaries that you liked and that you felt like were beneficial for you, you know, for as long as you can, and actually make them habits. Because what we really wanted to create with this was something where you can still use social media, you can still use your phones, but it is creating enough boundaries in your life that if you follow these, you're naturally gonna see your screen time plummet and you're naturally gonna see your own presence in your life skyrocket. And it's not because you're deleting all social media forever. It's not because you're never picking up your phone. It's because you're being intentional to create moments in the morning and at night where you're doing those routines without being on your phone. Moments during the day where you're working out, eating meals, where you're not letting yourself be distracted by your phone, where you're paying attention to how many mundane moments you want to pick up your phone and you're thinking, is there something I actually need to do here? Or could I be better off just chilling and just observing this moment and being quiet or sparking up a conversation with someone next to me or just observing something that's going on? And so these are not hard and fast, you know, black and white rules. These are boundaries that you can set with yourself to create more discipline around your phone and just take back control of your life and be more present in your life. If you guys listened to last week's episode about New Year's goals, when we gave you a guide to setting New Year's goals you'll actually stick to, one of our biggest points at the end was that for every goal, you should have it balanced out with a bare minimum, because it's not every day that you are going to find yourself able to stick with these things, especially if they're habits that you're starting to build. So my biggest tip for maintaining these is try to stick with, you know, a 7-day period of really committing to these things and doing these things. But when it comes to continuing them in your life long term, like, obviously we're going to mess up sometimes. Obviously it's going to be harder some days than others. So also establish a baseline minimum. What is the one thing out of all of these things that you're going to stick to? Is it not picking your phone up for the first 30 minutes, hour, 2 hours of your morning? Is it never scrolling while you're eating a meal? Is it keeping your phone outside of your room? Pick at least one thing that is going to be your baseline minimum and use that as your maintenance, as the thing that you're always going to do while you have all of these other options in your toolbox as well.
So I hope you're inspired to throw your phone in the ocean for at least 24 hours and learn how to do things with yourself. And so maybe take the next 7 days until we have a new episode to get off your phone. True. And then we will check in and see how you actually did with it.
You know what? That is going to be, because we didn't do highs, lows, and goals for this episode. So that is like, honestly, my goal for this week is to follow these for 7 days. And then next Monday when we're back with an episode, I will check in and let you guys know how I did. Because it's probably not going to be perfect, but I will do my best. And with that said, we will see you guys for an episode next Monday. And in the meantime, you can follow us on Instagram at Caroline Kaneen.
And I'm Catherine Kaneen.
And at Girls With Goals Pod for all of the podcast up. Follow the show wherever you listen on Spotify and Apple. Leave a rating. Send this to a friend who you might think needs it. We appreciate all of your support. Send this to a friend
who's on their phone too much, honestly. True, honestly. Call them out.
As a sign. It's like a really friendly reminder of like, I want you to enjoy your life more. And we will see you guys next Monday. Bye.